Job chapter 41. A further description of the Leviathan. 41:1. I will not stir him up, like one that is cruel, for who can resist my countenance? 41:2. Who hath given me before that I should repay him? All things that are under heaven are mine. 41:3. I will not spare him, nor his mighty words, and frame to make supplication. 41:4. Who can discover the face of his garment? Or who can go into the midst of his mouth? 41:5. Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. 41:6. His body is like molten shields, shut close up with scales pressing upon one another. 41:7. One is joined to another, and not so much as any air can come between them. 41:8. They stick one to another and they hold one another fast, and shall not be separated. 41:9. His sneezing is like the shining of fire, and his eyes like the eyelids of the morning. 41:10. Out of his mouth go forth lamps, like torches of lighted fire. 41:11. Out of his nostrils goeth smoke, like that of a pot heated and boiling. 41:12. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame cometh forth out of his mouth. 41:13. In his neck strength shall dwell, and want goeth before his face. 41:14. The members of his flesh cleave one to another. He shall send lightnings against him, and they shall not be carried to another place. 41:15. His heart shall be as hard as a stone, and as firm as a smith's anvil. 41:16. When he shall raise him up, the angels shall fear, and being affrighted shall purify themselves. Angels. Elam, Hebrew, which signifies here, the mighty, the most valiant, shall fear this monstrous fish, and in their fear shall see to be purified. 41:17. When a sword shall lay at him, it shall not be able to hold, nor a spear, nor a breastplate. 41:18. For he shall esteem iron as strong, and brass as rotten wood. 41:19. The archer shall not put him to flight, the stones of the sling are to him like stubble. 41:20. As stubble will he esteem the hammer, and he will laugh him to scorn who shucketh the spear. 41:21. The beams of the sun shall be under him, and he shall strew gold under him like mire. Under him. He shall not value the beams of the sun, and gold to him shall be like mire. 41:22. He shall make the deep sea to boil like a pot, and shall make it as when ointments boil. 41:23. A path shall shine after him. He shall esteem the deep was growing old. The deep was growing old. Growing hollowy, as it were with the froth which he leaves behind him. 41:24. There is no power upon earth that can be compared with him who was made to fear no one. 41:25. He beholdeth every high thing. He is king over all the children of pride. He is king, etc. He is superior in strength to all that are great and strong amongst living creatures. Mystically it is understood of the devil, who is king over all the proud. Job chapter 42. Job submits himself. God pronounces in his favor. Job offers sacrifice for his friends. He is blessed with riches and children, and dies happily. 42:1. Then Job answered the Lord, and said, 42:2. I know that thou canst do all things, and no thought is hid from thee. 42:3. Who is this that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have spoken and wisely, and things that above measure exceeded my knowledge. 42:4. Hear, and I will speak. I will ask thee, and do thou tell me. 42:5. With the hearing of the ear, I have heard thee, but now my eye seeth thee. 42:6. Therefore I reprehend myself, and do penance and dust in ashes. 42:7. And after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Themanite, My wrath is kindled against thee, and against thy two friends, because you have not spoken the thing that is right before me, as my servant Job hath. 42:8. Take unto you therefore 7 oxen and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer forth yourselves a holocaust, and my servant Job shall pray for you. His face I will accept, that folly be not imputed to you. For you have not spoken right things before me, as my servant Job hath. 42:9. So Eliphaz the Themanite, and Naldad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite went, and did as the Lord had spoken to them, and the Lord accepted the face of Job. 42:10. The Lord also has turned at the penance of Job, when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. 42:11. And all his brethren came to him, and all his sisters, and all that knew him before, and they ate bread with him in his house, and bemoaned him, and comforted him upon all the evil that God had brought upon him. And every man gave him one ewe, and one earring of gold. 42:12. And the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. And he had 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. 42:13. And he had 7 sons, and 3 daughters. 42:14. And he called the name of one Dies, and the name of the second Cassia, and the name of the third Cornus Tibii. 42:15. And there were not found in all the earth women so beautiful as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. 42:16. And Job lived after these things 140 years, and he saw his children, and his children's children, unto the fourth generation, and he died an old man, and full of days.